This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
So great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. I was thinking about you over the weekend. It's wonderful spending time with you 2 hours a week right here on USA Prepares. And I just want to tell you that I got a number of phone calls over the weekend from all parts of the country, from the West Coast, from the South, from the East Coast, even from the northern parts of the country. And the calls thanked me for what we do to pass on to our instructors, such as Dr. Norman Sheely. And the common thread that went through most of these calls, if not all of them, was that, you know, we think about these things, but it really is nice to know that we are not alone, meaning our class thinks these things, and we say them, and it's a reinforcement that they haven't lost their minds, that there are those of us who think the same way. And so I wanted to thank all of you who called to express that, you know, over the last few days. I really appreciate it. Dr. Sheely, so the question is, who killed Jeffrey Epstein?
I was hoping you'd bring that one up. It is one of the most fascinating questions of the decade, isn't it? And I have to say, the circumstances are just too unbelievably suspicious. That he's abandoned. He's supposed to be watched every 30 minutes. They take his film made out and nobody's there watching him every 30 minutes. I mean, this is murder, in my opinion. Until proven otherwise, it's a plain, undoubtable murder. Now, who did it? I don't know.
Well, there's a number of theories, and one of them is, you know, were the Clintonistas involved?
Of course.
You know, because It looks like Jeffrey's diary, his black book, names, of course, Prince Andrew's in there, so we've got the royalty, we've got the captains of finance, we've got businessmen, we've got Alan Dershowitz, we've got a number of people whose names are recognizable, and it looks like they like little children. They like young, fresh meat, if you want to call it. I mean, they even had a person in charge of the fresh meat department at Jeffrey Epstein and Company. And this is really, really sick. And this is such a high-profile situation, a high-profile case. And then we can't believe that he was left alone and no one knows anything. I mean, really, it's impossible, absolutely impossible. And the interesting thing is, I liken this to Timothy McVeigh. So Timothy McVeigh was the guy who was focused on for the Oklahoma City bombing.
Right.
It was like he did it. He was the guy with the truck. He was the guy with the ANFO, the ammonium nitrate fuel oil bomb. And it blew off just one side of the building on one side of the street, and everything around it was okay except this one building was blown up. And that happened to have some records of the Agent Orange victims of the Vietnam conflict. So that's what was held in this building. And I remember watching that and watching the live coverage. And there was a reporter talking to someone else on camera. And the reporter said, oh, I just got a message. They are going to remove the unexploded ordnance from the basement of the building. They're going to stop the rescue efforts to remove unexploded ordnance. So what does that mean? Well, maybe that's the bombs that didn't go off to peel off the face of the building. But anyway, so Timothy McVeigh was the guy that was focused on. I thought, you know what? I wonder if they're going to say, look, Tim, we're going to get you out of this, but what we're going to have to do is, well, we're going to have the trial. So we're going to have the trial. We've got to blame it on somebody, so you get to be the guy. And when we have this trial, we're going to see if we can get you off. Oh, we couldn't get you off. So that's okay. What we're going to do is we're going to have you in prison. And even though you've been sentenced to death, what we're going to do is we're going to fake your death. We're going to give you an injection. But it's kind of just like an anesthetic. Like if you're going to be operated on with, you know, major surgery, it'll slow your heart rate down. And what we'll do is we'll have our coroner pronounce you dead. We'll take you out the back door. And you'll have a new identity. We'll give you some surgery, plastic surgery, and you'll be a new guy, good as new. And I think they told him that, except they gave him the lethal injection because they didn't want any loose ends. And I'm wondering.
I thought you were going to go ahead with the whole facade.
Yeah. No. I think they said no. We got to, you know, we got to give him a full dose.
They promised him one thing and gave him the other. Got it.
Right.
Well, that fits in with their nefarious behavior anyway.
Yeah. And I was thinking, okay, how about Jeffrey Epstein-Stein? Now, I wonder if they said to him, look, everything's going to be okay. Either he was a CIA or NSA operative, and he was collecting data on all of these other people so that they could be blackmailed. And I'm talking about, you know, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, you know, with his interest in little girls. So maybe they could get him on the hook and blackmail him, and along with other powerful people who had, you know, questionable, loose morals, or the lack of morals. So I guess what I'm saying is I believe that this Jeffrey, I don't believe Jeffrey Epstein was this guy that was so bright. He left the financial corporate world to form his own corporation, Jeffrey Epstein Company, and he was this brilliant financier who made lots of money for people. I think he got infusions from the spy agencies to set him up so that he could buy all these mansions and these islands and these jets, and he could ferry around the rich and famous so he could blackmail important people so that the ruling elite, if you will, the deep state, could have their way by forcing their will on these weak-charactered people like William Jefferson Blythe Clinton et al. That's my thoughts. What do you think about that?
Well, I think anything is possible, but it's all crooked. Mm-hmm. It's all evil. It is all part of the whole Committee of 300 and all their subterranean activities. And all of these people are beyond belief. I only hope that somehow, in some decade, karma catches up with the bastards.
I was chatting with a man recently, and he is a peace officer, and he will remain nameless. But every once in a while, I get a chance to talk with him, and I was talking with him, and I won't say whether it's on the phone or in person or whether it's from Missouri or someplace else. But he is in our class, meaning USA Prepares. He pays attention to what we say. And recently, within the last couple of months, I asked him, do you know of a single politician who is not crooked? Do you know one? And I'm paraphrasing. And he said, no. I said, not one. Not one. Not one honest politician. He's never met one. And this particular person has been in uniform for years. And he's met lots of them. Lots of them. Local, county, and higher than that. Doesn't know a single politician who is honest. And, of course, you know, the rest of us feel the same way. So there you have it. You know, somebody who is in a position to know to literally know. And, of course, class, if you think about it, the Capitol Police in Washington, D.C., their role is to keep from the public the crimes that the elected, alleged representatives commit. Their job is to keep them out of the newspaper so we don't know the crimes that they commit, like when they run people over, drive drunk, under the influence of drugs, you know, those kinds of things. Pedophilia. I mean, heck, what's his name? From Massachusetts, Congressman Barney Frank. He's running a house of prostitution with homos. And you don't hear about that, right? Private parties, I guess they are. So Jeffrey Epstein, I think he was just the one epicenter of pedophilia, perversion, and he was able to rub elbows with, you know, the Clintons and so forth. And class, if you think we're kidding, just type in the word Clinton, C-L-I-N-T-O-N, comma, Arkanside, the contraction of Arkansas and suicide. Look it up. And you'll get a chance to see, about, you know, the body count. This guy was president of the United States, corporate CEO of USA, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton. So, dead men don't talk. Dead men don't talk. And I read an article, Dr. Shuley, and you probably read it as well, that Bill and Hillary were yucking it up, and they were all excited, you know, just after the news broke that Jeffrey Epstein was dead. Now, I don't know if he's dead or not. Maybe they ushered him out the back room. Maybe I don't believe he committed suicide. I don't believe that for a second. I believe he either was murdered or they escorted him out, which is kind of remote. I think they would just kill him because there's too many people that when the information comes out as to who was involved in his circle, I think it's going to be unbelievable. I think we're going to find that the media is involved.
If the information ever comes out.
I hope it does.
I hope it does, too. But, you know, it is so ingrained in Congress and the national politics that I don't trust them to ever let it out.
Mm-hmm. And here's my biggest concern, my greatest concern about this whole thing, that the victims, they're next to be placed on suicide watch. Not that they would kill themselves, but I have a feeling that they are next, because if they didn't get the message that dead men don't talk, then these women who have been abused by the Epsteins et al., they are at risk of being murdered as well. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Shuley?
These people, you know, basically, I mean, you ever brought up the murder of babies and children by this group. So they're the most evil group of people any human being can imagine.
Right. We're going to a break very soon, and I don't see, or I don't hear the music. Maybe I'm missing it. Yeah. Well, Dr. Shuley, if we want to get in touch with you, what do we do to get in touch with Dr. Norman Shuley at your clinic in Springfield, Missouri?
417-351-5221.
417-351-5221. That's Central Time Zone right here in Missouri. And Dr. Shuley's clinic is in Springfield, Missouri. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshuley.com, normshuley.com. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Who's with us? NormSheely.com. Dr. Sheely. I received an email from you about telomere rejuvenation information. And is that something that we can talk about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you sent me information about your studies, the efficacy, how well it worked, and so forth. Would you care to go over that so our class can understand about the mattress that you've invented, the pyramid, the Levosky type information, the Tesla information, and your results?
Well, basically, I learned about this in 1995 when I was invited to the Ukraine to study what they call microwave resonance therapy. And they had discovered in the early 1980s that human DNA resonates or vibrates at 52 to 78 billion cycles a second. And that this frequency is absorbed through the skin and applying just a billionth of a watt. A billionth of a watt of those frequencies to acupuncture points could activate the acupuncture points themselves. Well, that reminded me of Levosky, who in 1925 published his first work on the Levosky multiwave generator. He actually also expose people to these frequencies. I don't think he understood exactly what or how he was doing it, but he used a Tesla coil hooked up to two copper coils, and I reproduced his effort and found that when you put a Tesla coil and hook it to anything, metal, but especially copper, of course, it radiates these frequencies at a billionth of a watt. And so my first discovery then was to create a copper pyramid so we could sit in it. And we found that people who would sit in it for just a half hour a day regrew their telomeres. Well, that's kind of crazy. A lot of people don't want a pyramid, don't have room for a pyramid in their house. So I then created a mattress. The mattress has just plain old copper screening, similar to what you put in your, if you were to use copper in your window screens. And then a pound of crushed sapphire crystal on that, because sapphire enhances the electromagnetic potential. And we tested that with 34 people, and just hooking that up and having it go off 1 hour every night while sleeping, it actually regrows, regenerates your telomeres 3.5% in 1 year instead of shrinking 1%. Now, we also have found that you can stimulate specific acupuncture points with these frequencies, and those acupuncture points happen to be the rings of fire, earth, and crystal, but that takes a lot of time. So then I came up with also bliss oils that would stimulate these same acupuncture points, but they're very specific for these particular points. And they only take, well, 30 seconds per circuit, so a minute and a half a day. So you have two choices. Either apply the bliss oils to fire, earth, and crystal every day, and it'll regrow your telomeres or regenerate them 3.5% a year, or sleep on the Rejuvimatrix mattress turned on for 1 hour while you're sleeping every night. Both do exactly the same thing. That's a brief overview.
And so when you talk about regrowing your telomeres, you're talking about extending life, period.
Exactly.
And so, Dr. Shilley, is there additional research? Do you have to worry about politicians and you know, the Committee of 300 demanding that you extend their lives? I'm being serious.
Well, I would like to somehow refuse to allow them to get a hold of it, but I don't think I can.
Yeah. No, that's what I was...
In fact, I'd like to electrocute them instead of rejuvenate them, but oh well.
So we're looking at growing telomeres, living longer. And, well, let me ask you this, Dr. Shilley. What about the PEMF device? Does that have similar benefits with relation to regrowing telomeres?
Unfortunately, no. It does not regrow telomeres.
But the scalar energy device, what about that?
That does not regrow. You know, each of these has different effects and wonderful effects, but neither one of them will regrow the telomeres.
All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Shilley.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An
autopsy on millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's body has been completed after he was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell on Saturday. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and understaffed.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. No word yet on the cause of a fire that tore through an Erie, Pennsylvania 24-hour-a-day daycare center, killing five children early Sunday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Doctor, author. Dr. Shealy, I was in Menards a few days ago, and it's out in Springfield. It's one of those big box stores. And I decided that I would let them know that I'm entitled to being tax-exempt on certain purchases for the farm. So when I buy things for the farm that relate directly to the farm, they're sales tax-exempt. But I had to fill out this form. So I filled out the state form, and I brought it over to customer service. I talked to them over the phone of what they wanted me to do, and they said, just come over to customer service. So I did. And I was waiting in line for a customer service guy, and it was about 10 minutes, and it's right near the registers. And there were these two 10-year-old sweethearts, and they were, I guess their parents might have been shopping, but they were using the bags that were stacked up of birdseed, 25-pound bags as punching bags, and punching and punching and punching and punching them. And the guy behind the counter at customer service, he's like some kind of management. He was a little bit above the cashiers, but he probably wasn't a store manager because he was kind of young. And he's kind of noticing this, but he's ignoring these out-of-control children, like punching these bags nonstop. And they're having a great time. And I'm thinking, boy, when I was that age, my mother would have a fit if I even thought about doing something like that. damaging property of others, beating up merchandise on the shelves. And, you know, I wasn't allowed to touch things. I could look, but I couldn't touch. And, you know, as being part of the Boy Scouts, I learned that you would, you know, if you did something, you put it back in better condition than you found it. At least as good, hopefully better. And so I was watching this, and finally the person behind the counter had time for me, and he said, okay, follow me. And we had to walk past these two little young sweethearts and to the kiosk where I had to enter in all this information about, you know, the farm and the status and so forth and why I was tax exempt. And so as we were walking past, I said to him, boy, if I ever have children, I hope they're just like these little darlings. And he said to me, well, at least they're not throwing things. So what he indicated to me was that this is common. This is the way it is, and it gets way worse than this when, you know, children start throwing things and breaking things in the store. Now, Menards, even though I don't totally enjoy going to Menards, this store is clean. There is no question about it. It's as clean as any store, period. It is very, very clean and organized. And I don't think they appreciate these little young thugs doing that kind of thing. Now, the point I'm getting to is I don't think that these two children are alone. What when I got a haircut recently, I was there's a whole bunch of seats, and it was one of those body shops where one of those assembly line body shops, a chain, and you just take a seat and you get whoever cuts the hair next, cuts your hair. So you don't have like a stylist that is the one who cuts your hair over and over. So you get anybody, and they get anybody. So I was waiting, and there was only one other person ahead of me, and so it was a young person. I'm thinking 12, 13, 14 years old, and I turned to him, and I said, so are you getting your hair cut? And he looked at me, and he turned away from me, and it was right next to me. And so I waited a couple minutes, and I said, so are you in school? And he goes, no. And he turns his back to me. And I'm thinking, boy, there's a common thread here with those two little thugs at Menards and this young person. And there's like 60, 70 miles apart in distance from where I saw them. And I'm thinking, you know, this is kind of typical. Young people don't know how to behave today. And so now I'm thinking that we're doomed. Because I think there are a whole bunch of young people like this who don't know how to behave, don't know how to act, don't know how to communicate, don't know how to interact with other people, and this is our future. Dr. Shealy, are you seeing similar things?
Oh, yes.
Man. Okay, so then the next question is, how did this happen? Is it the cell phones? Is it that they don't know how to communicate because of cell phones? Are they not learning how to behave in school? Are the parents just forgetting to raise them? Or is all what do you think it is?
Well, I think it's a degeneration of conscientiousness. You know, I'm well into writing my new book called Who Killed Common Sense? The failure of conscientiousness, because as a nation, 97.3% of Americans are not conscientious. And that is the problem. In other words, they're not organized, not responsible. They are ignoring common sense.
And what was that percentage?
97.3. Only 2.7% of Americans even have the basic health habits.
Wow. Wow. I don't think that 2.7% of us can carry the other 97.3%. I don't think it can happen.
I'm with you. That's why I'm writing this new book. But whether we can change any of that 97.3% remains to be seen.
And Dr. Shealy, you are pursuing learning more and more and more about conscientiousness, and as far as I know, you even have an area of Missouri State University working on that under your direction. Is that correct?
Well, I endowed the professorship, the chair, and so she, fortunately, we are good friends, and so we talk frequently, but she's responsible for her own stuff, but we agree. She's a great researcher.
Has she found anything that you can share with us so far about conscientiousness?
Well, the most interesting thing she's found to me is that the test that's been used for the last 100 years is not a very good test. So if people grade themselves differently from how their parents or a friend will grade them. And so this is one of those odd tests where people grade themselves on how conscientious they are. But if someone who knows them well, a friend, or their parent grade them, it'll be totally different.
And how will it be different? Do they grade themselves harsher, more strictly, more stringently? Or
interestingly, the parents grade them more strictly, and the friends grade them less strictly.
Isn't that interesting? I had a boss when I was in banking. He came from General Electric, and he used the General Electric methodology for the annual performance reviews, the annual appraisal, the annual, let's see how the employee is doing. And what he did was a little different from the typical approach. Typically, the boss would call you in and he'd say, okay, this is your performance review, sit down. And he'd sit down, and your boss would say, okay, here are these 47 things, and here's what you do well, here's what you don't do well, here's what you need improvement on, and here is, based on this, here is the percentage that your salary will change. Hopefully it will go up if you do a good job. And, you know, that was back in the 70s. Well, what the banking boss did, and that was when I worked for a Fortune 100 company, an industrial company. When I worked for banking, had a boss who came from General Electric. And what he did was he said, here's the performance review. It's blank. Mine's blank. Yours is blank. You take yours. Fill it out tomorrow. We'll talk about, you know, what you think. So you tell me what you think this should look like. Fill it out, and I'll fill out mine, and we'll compare notes. So it was a self-evaluation. And the logic behind that was that if you evaluated yourself, and if you were honest, you would know more about your failures and your shortcomings than the boss did, because the boss didn't know everything. The boss knew some of it, but not all of it. And what typically happened if a person was honest is they would grade themselves much harsher than the boss would. So let's say the boss might say, well, you get a 90 out of 100, and the person, the employee, might say, well, I get a 75. Well, that doesn't jive with what you're saying now. So it looks like things have changed now, because the individual would think he's doing better than the boss would think. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that means we're lying. Not you and me, but I mean the employee or the person is lying, thinking that they're doing way better than they are. And so that explains a lot, Dr. Shealy, because that explains why, to me, it's coming to light. So people are thinking, it's okay, I'm eating healthy. I do a good job. I only eat at McDonald's like 3 times a week. Right? And I only have those big gulp, 44-ounce sodas like, 5 days a week. And, I only have alcoholic beverages, 2 shots of gin a night. I mean, I can just see them filling out mentally how well they're behaving, and they think that they're doing a great job, because they could have 5 shots of gin a night, but no, they're really good, and they only smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day instead of 7. I got it. That's. I think that's how we got here. I think we're rationalizing our behavior as well. It's that old story about the corporate motto is this company's doing really lousy, and their corporate motto is we're no worse than anybody else. I think that's it. I think you hit the nail right on the head. Man. And I don't think there's any pulling out of this anytime soon. Do you?
No.
Well, this is a really disturbing story that I read. I sent you a link to this. Normally we don't, we don't share this, links and what we might talk about, but this weekend we did. Dr. Shealy, there's an article in the New York Post, and headline, and this is real. This really bothers me because this shows what's happening in society. Quote, EPA, that's Environmental Protection, reauthorizes the use of cyanide bombs, B-O-M-B-S, to kill wild animals, end quote. Goes on to say, quote, the Trump administration has reauthorized the use of controversial traps dubbed cyanide bombs to kill coyotes, foxes, and other animals across the U.S. The Environmental Protection Agency announced this week that it would allow, on an interim basis, the use of M44 devices, which trap wildlife with bait before spraying them with sodium cyanide in their mouths, according to CBS, that's Columbia Broadcasting System News. That's mainstream news. The spring-loaded devices, which have killed more wild animals since they were first, introduced in the 1960s, have been blasted as inhumane. Cyanide traps can't be used safely by anyone, anywhere. A carnivore conservation director at the Center for Biological Diversity said. So, here we have cyanide bombs being approved by the Trump administration, and I got to tell you that I thought he was going to be a much better president than he has been. He's making some mistakes, and this type of device is against the Geneva Convention. It's against the Geneva Convention. We can't use it in war, but we can use it right here in the United States. Dr. Shealy, can we talk more about cyanide, what it does, and when we come back?
Of course.
Pretty dangerous stuff.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, and we're talking about the reauthorization by the Trump EPA and the use of cyanide bombs, cyanide, C-Y-A-N-I-D-E, bombs to kill wild animals. And there are a number of things that are prohibited by agreements such as the Geneva Convention of 1925, 1949, the 1979 Convention of Certain Conventional Weapons, the 1993 Chemical Weapons Convention, and the 1997 Ottawa Treaty, and the 2008 Convention on Cluster Munitions, to name a few. And poisonous gases are named in these agreements. But it seems to be okay by the United States EPA to use them on wild animals. Dr. Shealy, what does cyanide gas do?
Kills you. It's one of the quickest, fastest, easiest way to die.
Is it painful?
Well, it can be, because your breathing is torturous while you're dying.
Mm-hmm. And how long does this take?
Oh, well, we're not talking. It varies with the dose, of course. But I wouldn't want to breathe it for 1 second, let alone for a minute or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, what the EPA is doing is allowing the use of this in the wild. And what happened was there was a young boy's dog who came upon this and was killed by it. So, you know, it's kind of like landmines. You know,
it's illegal in war, but legal in this country. I mean, that's crazy.
Absolutely crazy. And I know our president can't watch over all the insanity that's happening all around us. It's just so much of it. But this is a big deal. Allowing the use of cyanide in the open, where anyone, anyone can come in contact with it or anything. And then what happens if it sits there for years and years and years, and then someone comes in contact with it? Or, I mean, really, why are we even making this stuff? Why? We should have learned from World War One and World War Two how dangerous this is. We nerve agents like VX and sarin gases, I mean, during World War Two. This is absolute insanity. So what is banned by these conventions? Well, let me just tell you, poisonous gases, non-detectable fragments. So that would be, you know, if you fire a projectile, and you can't find it with an X-ray. So these fragments go into a person, and the surgeon is desperately trying to save the life of someone, but they can't find what they're looking for because it doesn't show up on X-rays. So that'd be a non-detectable fragment. Landmines. We wanted to ban landmines, and some people think that's why Diana was killed, because she was an advocate for banning landmines. Well, I can't have that, right? So that's another reason, besides her marrying outside of the bloodline the family wanted to marry within. And then incendiary weapons. That would be weapons that set fire or burn things. Well, what about napalm? We use that during the Vietnam conflict. Blinding laser weapons, can't use that. However, the military now has laser weapons, but you can't use them. But that, I guess that's okay, even though it's not in accord with the agreements that were made. And then expanding ordnance. Okay, so that would be, well, you shoot a weapon and it expands, so it's more deadly than it would be if it didn't expand. Well, That's been banned. Poison bullets have been banned. Cluster bombs have been banned. And biological weapons have been banned. But we're still working on biological weapons, aren't we, in Fort Detrick, Maryland? So it seems to me that we have these agreements that don't mean much because, well, we violate them. And I don't think we're the only ones that violate them. So why have the agreements? But this thing about EPA authorizing the use of cyanide is just over the top crazy. Dr. Shealy, do you have some items that you would like to share with us today?
Well, I think we all need to take a deep breath and not get any cyanide in our lives. The idea of allowing in the wild, free, out in the wilderness, in the woods where people go, an item that is banned in international war is insanity personified.
Well, okay, if we're going to put them in the wild, I think, you know, just like taxes need to be applied uniformly, you can't just pick out one group and tax them without taxing, you know, everybody that would all be purchasing those kinds of things. So taxes are supposed to be applied uniformly. So if that were the case, then I think we should put them in Washington, D.C. I think if we're going to have these cyanide bombs, they need to be, you know, wherever people go. If we're going to use them, let's just spread them around everywhere. You know, Washington, D.C., everywhere. Now, I'm being facetious. What I am saying is this is insanity, and they should be banned, period. That's it. And we shouldn't be making them. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about something that really was horrific.
All babies do. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.